I was in a relationship with him between April 26, 1963 in New Orleans, right up until 37 and a half hours before the assassination.
So on what do you base your theory that he was not the lone gunman?
Well, here's the thing. When you have witnesses who are not allowed to speak out, and all you get is the official version, you're not going to be able to get all the truth. It's not a matter of belief. I mean, he talked to me. He actually told me how he had helped to save the president's life. We now have more witnesses on that, that he actually moved in Chicago and saved Kennedy's life 3 weeks before what happened in Dallas, what transpired there. Now, when I was speaking with Lee just on the Wednesday and early in Thursday hours, just the day before the assassination, he told me how he was a member of an abort team that was trying to save Kennedy's life. And he was afraid because he had penetrated this group that was planning to kill Kennedy, that he would be, because he'd been in the USSR and had been a fake defector for us, he was a spy, he came back, he never got arrested, that in fact he would be blamed. He was really worried about that, but he felt he had no choice but to stay on, because if he left, that would even endanger a lot of us, including people in the USSR that he had contacts with. It was height of the Cold War, and a lot of us people there would have been executed. So they were able to use Lee, blame him for everything, get rid of him only 47 hours after he was arrested. He was dead. They shot him dead right on TV. First live murder ever. And I'm here to tell you that Lee Oswald tried to save the president's life. And we have documents, we have living witnesses as to my association with Lee Oswald, as I was his lover. And we have that on tape and film. It's in the book, Me and Lee. We're going to be in room 201 at the Washington State Convention Center tonight at 7:30. And I hope people come and find out the truth. They need it after 49 years.
Judith, we have very limited time, but why are you telling us this now?
I'm telling it now because I thought, I'll put it this way, I'm just sick of the lies. I'm sick of the falsehoods that we are often told by the government, by the media. I congratulate you that you're bringing this to the attention of the people here. The good people of this country need to know the truth. They need to know when they've been lied to. They need to know what happened because Kennedy was killed. And we need to understand that Lee Oswald was an innocent man.